In this episode, I'm interviewing one of the top teams at our brokerage here in Omaha, Nebraska, who went from zero agents to almost 10 agents in less than 8 months. Callie did an incredible job scaling by attending events, building her social media presence, and creating an amazing culture. You're going to learn how to do all of this. Just listen. Hey, what's up, you guys? Jeff Cohn here with another episode of the Team Building Podcast, where we interview top team leaders, broker owners, and thought leaders from across the country. Today, I have a very special guest here with me in studio. She is one of our top team agents at our brokerage here in Omaha, Nebraska. Callie, I don't want to slaughter your last name. You can share with our audience, but welcome to the studio and to the Team Building Podcast.
Thank you. And it is Ruthwish, by the way. Super easy.
I should know that. You've only been here for 3 years.
Yeah, you should know. You'll never forget it now.
I won't. Well, so happy to have you. I know you've had a lot of success here in the last 12 months and in an environment where a lot of real estate agents and teams and brokerages are struggling. We're just coming off of the big event in Scottsdale put on by Housing Wire called The Gathering. And we heard from top CEOs and C-suite individuals, thought leaders from all over the country at that event as well. And you know, and honestly, I think a lot of people are struggling in a lot of different ways, one being recruiting, and that's an area where you have really excelled. So I think for starters, maybe share with the audience how long you've been in real estate and what led you to where you are now.
Well, it's quite a story. I've been in real estate for 8 years. I started out as an admin on a team, hated that, and decided I cannot do it another day, so I'm going to get my license. And went and got my license, stayed on that team for 3 years, and then Ben was trying to recruit me for like a year, but I was too new. I was not ready to make the jump to a new team. So I waited for a while and he kept trying to recruit me. Finally went over there. And then 2 months later, after I joined his team, we came over to KW Elite. And
I didn't know that you were so new to his team when you guys came over. That's crazy.
Yeah, just a couple months
in. And so Ben, who she's referencing now, works with Director of Relations at Elite Real Estate Systems and is working with top brokerages and teams all over the country to help them have success with our Powered by Elite platform.
Yes, and so once we came here, he decided to go that route instead. So a couple of us had to take over the team that he had, which was selling $80 million at the time, and he just decided to kind of give it up, which was wild. Especially being in a new brokerage. So we tried our best. A few of us broke off. There was me and three others. And I did that for like a year and a half. And then I realized it's really hard to be a team leader with three other people. Everything just stays stagnant.
Yeah.
And finally, between you and Logan, you told me to just suck it up and quit being scared and start my own team. And now here we are, which is wild.
So we'll get into that here in a minute. One thing I want to point out is for a long time, I've talked about the three types of teams. And you have, number one, the least valuable is a community team. And that was similar to, I think, what 180 Group became after Ben left, where you have four or five different leaders in a community. And everyone shares an overhead expenses like an admin role, or they'll share an office space or events. But essentially, each of the owners of that team eat what they kill. And there's not a lot of profitability with the agents that are inside the company. And I think that's one of the struggles that you had gone through in that community environment. The next level is the rainmaker. I call it rainmaker suckerfish, but it's the rockstar model where the team leader produces over 50% of the sales of a team. Would you guess right now you are producing over 50%?
No.
Okay. So she is now segmenting into CEO team, which is what Gary Keller talked about back in 2005, 20 years ago almost, with the book, The Millionaire Real Estate Agent, which talks about how to make $1 million a year working less than 5 hours a week on your business, which is what Ben and I successfully did and what we've taught hundreds of other team leaders and broker owners to be able to do. Today, it's probably the hardest time ever, and I'll talk towards the end of the podcast about ways to solve some of the challenges of reduced commissions, higher interest rates, presidential election year, and all the crazy that's happening in our industry. But right now, I want to hear more about you and your journey. So going from an admin, which is really cool, to then being an agent for 2 or 3 years and kind of feeling like your business was stagnant and being convinced by Ben to come over and join 180 Group, which was our top team in Nebraska. They were selling over 500 deals a year 2 or 3 years ago, having a lot of success. And they were a culture team.
Everyone very much so,
have fun, go out, socialize. Ben invested tons of time and money back into the team and team events. And I think you guys did a really good job establishing yourself that way. And then you decided once Ben left as the leader and let everyone else, two or three other key people, be the owners, you kind of decided to break off from that because it felt like no big decisions were being made because no one was really had the authority to make the bigger decisions or take the lead. And so you wanted to kind of go off on your own and be an individual agent. And then through thought leadership of the brokerage and Elite Real Estate Systems, you became a team. You chose to become a team leader just, what, October of last year?
I technically broke away in July. Okay. And had my first agent join in October of 23.
Last year?
Yeah.
And how many agents do you have today? As we record this, this is May 1st. Happy May Day. I keep seeing the Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah.
It shouldn't yes. be May.
Yes.
Is that it?
It's gonna be May.
That's right.
I can't believe you made me do
I
that.
I thought it shouldn't be May. It shouldn't be May already.
But it is. So there are six agents plus me. I'm still selling. And then we have an admin as well.
So in 8 months, you've been able to build a team of eight people. And plus you, that's included in the eight or nine with
I'm
you?
I'm included in the
okay.
eight.
Okay. And you have an admin person. Mm-hmm. So talk to anyone listening who still hasn't launched a team or they're struggling to get to eight and they've been trying for years, which is going to be a lot of our audience. How have you gotten to eight so quickly and what kind of agents are you recruiting and how are you recruiting? We're going to kind of unpack all of that for the next 15 minutes.
I always wanted it to be very natural when I was recruiting people. I never wanted it to be like salesy and gross and like begging for them to join my team, because if they don't truly want to be a part of it, no matter how much I beg them, they're not really going to love it if they do decide to join. So I wanted to keep it very natural and organic. So getting involved with all sorts of things, Women Council of Realtors, YPN, basically any real estate event, I wanted to be a part of it, because then you're out there, you're in the weeds of everything, and you're getting to know these agents on a one-on-one basis when you're working with them through whatever it may be, and you're actually getting to know them as a person outside of just their units and volume, which
is getting to know people and
yeah,
put the time and energy into building relationships and getting out and going to events
yes.
and talking to people when you actually go to the event, and then getting them to know you, like you, and trust you.
Yeah,
actually works.
It does actually
work.
It's
so old-fashioned.
I know. I can't believe it.
It's not just a text message.
No.
Or an email blast or a social media post. One of the things I think you do very well, better I think than most, is make sure that everyone knows where you are, when you are places. It's kind of like in the old adage of radio advertising is you'd say what you're going to say, you'd say it, then you'd say what you said. You would post about an event coming up. Then you'd post at the event, and then you'd post after the event. I think you do a really good job at that.
Thanks.
Do you usually post just on like Facebook and Instagram, or?
I'm mostly an Instagram girl.
When you post, does it auto post to Facebook?
No, I took that away because Facebook, I feel like, is not as real. There's not as good of a connection there, where Instagram, it's instantaneous connection. And I've gotten a lot of good agents commenting on things from that too. And then it's easy to build a relationship with them through that as well.
Cool. So what would you say are some of the reasons that the people that have joined the team have stayed on the team up to this point? Like, how do you guys differentiate yourselves from other teams that people could choose from?
So like you said earlier, Ben created a really good team full of culture, and that to me was very important. I want it to be fun, but I also want people to work hard. So it's like, how can you make working hard fun? So we do a little bit of everything, where I have been a 99% SOI agent my entire career. I've been lucky enough to do that, and I want to teach my agents how to build their sphere and how to work it, because I can teach them how to work leads all day, which we do, but in order to, like, the long run game to me is them learning how to nurture their SOI.
100%. What systems are you guys using right now?
So we use Boomtown. We have a Gecko board to track our weekly calls, contacts, contracts, everything in escrow.
Yep, but, and I know Logan, for anyone interested in access to this Gecko board, it's incredible. They essentially, Logan took an Excel spreadsheet and put it into Google Forms and then made it so that it would talk to a third-party software platform where you can actually choose where the tiles go. You can incorporate your company calendar. I think you can even do a video feed of like a TV stream if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But they do an amazing job, and what Logan built is really cool too.
And it can track, you can make it what you want it to track, which I think is really important, especially being a new team. I'm still learning. I am, like, as we go, something new every day I'm learning. So it's nice to be able to like talk to him and be able to change it whenever I need it.
Do you ever have regrets that you chose to build so fast?
Not for one second. I actually was walking today and I was like, I think about it every day, how thankful I am that I, with the help of you guys, went and jumped and did it. Because I look back and I'm like, how did this grow so fast? But it's just plugging in and doing basically what ERS tells you to do and following it step by step. And it,
when,
here we are.
When you think about where your mindset was before launching your own team, and maybe where the mindset is of a lot of our listeners, and this might apply to someone who has a team that's thinking about growing the team or a large team that's thinking about becoming a brokerage. What were some of your limiting beliefs then that now looking back at the Cali from just 8 months ago, you wish you could go tell her, like, you know, everything's going to be okay if you have 10 agents. Like, what were some of your limiting beliefs that now have kind of been squashed out after doing it?
I think the biggest one was, why would people want to follow me, or what makes me so special that I could build a team and recruit these amazing agents to help lead them and grow their business? Because that's what I always tell them. I'm like, it's our team. It's not just mine. It's your business. I'm here to help you grow. So that even still sometimes I think every day, like, wow, these people actually trust me to help them.
There's something called imposter syndrome. Oh, yeah. Have you heard that before?
It happens to me a lot.
And most leaders feel that way. I feel that way. And, you know, you kind of sit there going, I have the team building podcast. It's ranked number one on iTunes. If you search team building, that's my big flex I get to share with people. And I think, why do I get to have the number one spot on iTunes? There's a lot of other amazing thought leaders out there that can talk to teams at a high level. But I know I care about the people that listen. And I think that makes a big difference. And you come across, even in this interview, which is hard to do on podcasts, very authentic. And that's why people gravitate to your personality. It's not the Cali show. It's not all about what's this going to get Cali. You feel, what's this going to get my people? And by pouring into your people, it's going to naturally elevate you. But that wasn't your intention. Your intention is just to help the people that are in your world. And you feel that responsibility.
Thanks. Yeah, we like to work hard and have fun. So that to me is the most important thing.
That's awesome. So talk a little bit about structure. So if you were an individual out there like you were last October and you have a big team now, what do you do day by day, week by week to keep everyone organized? Is there a training? Is there accountability? Like, what's that look like?
So every Monday, every agent has to go to the topic training through ERS.
11:15 Central.
11:15. And then that afternoon, I have a success manager, which is my best friend. She joined the team first. She's had her license for 10 years. So everybody does one-on-ones with her for 20 minutes every Monday. And then Tuesday we have team meetings, also mandatory. And Wednesday we have dialogue training through ERS.
11:15 Central.
So only three things that I keep super mandatory, that no excuses, so you need to be there.
What everyone's always worried about, I know for me personally, I was worried about this, and I'm a DI. I love helping people and I love working really hard, but there does come a point where there's just exhaustion and burnout. And I think that's probably what you experience as an admin with your personality type as well. I think you're probably similar to me as a DI. And so eventually you're like, oh, I don't want to keep doing this. And then as an agent, you start to get burned out. So I know there's a lot of people out there right now more than ever where it's like, you know, I don't want to make more prospecting calls. I don't want to do more open houses. I don't want to have to take more calls from agents. But then you can teach other people to do that as well and help other people inside of your world overcome those limiting beliefs. One of the things I didn't want to have to do, and I'm curious where you're at on this right now, is when you have a newer agent that needs help going on a listing presentation or writing their first contract, or they have a question over the weekend at 9 o'clock at night. That's not late. Jeez, I just ate it. At 6:30 at night, they want to pick up the
phone. Like, that's my prime.
You're like, that's when to call. I would not call Callie at 9 o'clock. I don't know what kind of advice you're going to get. So how do you overcome the necessity, that need that those agents might have of reaching out to you? Or did you already appoint somebody?
We did it from the very beginning that Sue is kind of their lead point on anything like that. Obviously, they know that I have an open line. They can call me if she's not available. I will help them whenever, wherever. But we started, like I said, Sue was the first agent, and we put her in the success manager position before I even had other agents, because we knew where we wanted to go, and we knew if we started it from the beginning, that was just going to make the transition as recruiting happen.
You're cheating.
How?
All of your answers are perfect. She's been going to the ERS trainings. This isn't a fair interview.
I am.
You have
being
all
honest,
of
though.
The positions: success manager, COO, transaction coordinator, rainmaker, thought leader, trainer. All of the positions are taken care of. If anyone wants a free guide, we actually give this away on the website, EliteRealEstateSystems.com. We actually just got our new site launched last month. It looks super nice.
Looks really
you
nice.
Can find all the content, scroll to the bottom, EliteRealEstateSystems.com. You can learn about our three different training platforms. One's group training, like what Callie is attending every Thursday with team leaders. One is, that also includes unlimited agent training that she talked about on Mondays and Wednesdays. If you are an individual that doesn't want to scale a team yet and do want to just attend the Monday, Wednesdays, you can buy those for just $100 a month to have unlimited access to all the agent training. And then there's one-on-one coaching. So in addition to the group coaching with other people like yourself, you can get one-on-one coaching, and that's an extra $1,000. And then there's our Powered by Elite offering, which you can learn more about all of this, again, on the website, EliteRealEstateSystems.com. But at the bottom, there's an elite guide to becoming an elite CEO and scaling your business. And a lot of the things I'm asking Callie about, we address on there, which includes leveraged roles like the success manager role, offsetting your overhead expenses through strategic partnerships, recruiting, and a lot of other things like that. So for anyone that's kind of on the fence who is stuck at 2 agents or 5 agents or 10 agents, what would be a message you'd want to share with them in terms of having that growth mindset right now?
I mean, just get out there and intermingle with the agents. Just because you're a team leader doesn't mean you're too good to go attend these smaller networking events. Those are the people that you're wanting to recruit, so it makes no sense for you not to be there.
Love it. And you do a good job of that. And you guys have fun with it. I know you'll dress up. I think I've seen pictures of you recently. I don't remember exactly what you're wearing, but you guys have fun with it.
Yes.
You know, and I think I gave your team kind of a hard time. Right now, if I remember correctly, you're all a similar demographic.
That's not on purpose.
Okay. And I'm not going to say what demographic it is, but
not on purpose.
And you are wanting to branch out.
Yes.
And kind of.
Yes. It just has happened that way. But again, like, it's because it's been more organic growth. So obviously the people that have similar personalities to me were the ones that came to me and asked me to
Birds
kind
of
join the team.
Birds of a feather flock together.
So yeah, not on purpose, but
I'm always kind of giving them a hard time. You can do it however you want. And that's the beauty of building a business, is you get to choose who you work with and you get to choose what clients you want to serve. We're independent contractors. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course you have to follow all the rules and be ethical and legal, all that stuff, but it's awesome building your own business. You've done a great job at it, and
Thank you.
Exciting to watch you grow. As I was thinking about who would be the best candidate to come on the show right now, I thought of you only because a lot of people are scared right now to grow. A lot of people are using this false pretense that you can't grow in this economy or you can't have success in real estate in this climate, which is totally false. You are having
Completely,
a ton of success.
Yeah.
Your agents are having a ton of success. You guys are having fun. And I think that attitude is why you're so successful. It's magnetizing. It's exciting. People want to be around that.
Yeah. I mean, if you focus on the negative, that's all that's going to come out of it. So everything that's going on, we kind of just push it to the side. I'm like, you have to keep working. If you want to make money, you got to work. So that's just what we do.
Yep. What you feed grows.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorites. I tell my kids that all the time. Anytime someone's being negative, I'll say it. And then they'll be like, what is he talking about? What you feed grows.
It's true.
Yeah. What you think as a man thinketh. It's a great book. Cool. Well, I really appreciate you coming on the show. Again, just to all of our audience members, we'd love to have you guys check out our 3 different platforms, the group coaching, one-on-one coaching, and Powered by Elite. A lot of people are getting really excited about our Powered by Elite offering. We're making it available for every real estate team or brokerage in the country to instantly have ownership in mortgage, title, and insurance nationally. Even if we can't operate in your state, you'll still have ownership of a business entity. When you come in and join, there are options for you to be able to own all those ancillaries. And right now, more than ever, you need to look for a company that helps you not only increase profit, but more importantly, build wealth and create the freedom that you've always dreamed of. Elite Real Estate Systems, Powered by Elite Platform, will help you accomplish that. And we'll help you grow your team so you can see the profits you always wanted and then be able to invest in the things that are going to help you actually build real wealth that allow you to exit the business. So you're not an agent with outdated business cards in your 70s, wishing you had started doing this earlier on. Appreciate you coming on, Callie. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.